1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes, and we'll open it up to open phones here shortly, but we have with us kind of a special guest today. Bud Cox is with us today, and he's one of the partners of the Hibachi Hut, which, explain to us what's going on with that, if you would, Bud.
Well, my brother and I took over the Hibachi Hut a couple of months ago, kind of closed it for restoration, we called it, and what we did do most of anything is just totally remodel the kitchen and putting in all the old standard Hibachi Hut recipes from 20 years ago. That would mean emphasis on Creole and Cajun food. We're really doing a New Orleans tribute at Hibachi Hut, kind of rekindling the Creole roots that we had there. And we did do some cosmetic things out front. Phyllis Pease, a fabulously talented interior decorator, came in and did some really neat things that I'm going to leave as a surprise. You just got to come in and check it out. But it's a beautiful building to start with, but between the kitchen and the dining room, they have been some pretty neat changes.
And remind us of the location. And, of course, I know you've already had kind of some soft openings, so people are starting to get it. I know Dave has already tempted me with a list of some of the things he had this last Friday, was it?
Yes.
Yeah, we've done six different dinners, actually, four dinners and two brunches. So we're ready to go. And we are located just right across from the courthouse on Points Avenue. You can't miss it. And it's just a very cool little place, unlike the place in Aggieville. This is smaller, more intimate, and I think it's going to be really neat. So, yeah.
And some of those menu items, of course, I have already talked to you about the bread pudding. I've got to try that out. I'm a bread pudding connoisseur. I used to go to New Orleans quite a bit in my younger days, so I know all about bread pudding. But
yeah, well, we'll be doing the classics. You know, we'll be doing gumbo, which we're really famous for, gumbo, jambalaya, red beans and rice. We got that sweet cornbread to go with it. We have a wonderful redfish connection, so we'll be doing fresh blackened redfish, blackening our fish, really great things. We got some really good steaks too, and we can blacken or char grill those. Our menu should be online within the next couple of days, I would think, but it's real tasty, very unique to this part of the country.
Any drink specials?
Well, yeah, our bar, we have a big display for our hurricanes, you know. Is the national drink of New Orleans, and we have a decanter. We actually use the mix that they use at Pat O'Brien's in New Orleans. So that's kind of our signature drink. But then our bartenders, they've got new drinks that I really don't – I've been paying attention more to the kitchen, but they're beautiful to look at, the garnishes and all that. I've never seen anything quite like them in town, just a real unique cocktails that they prepare. So,
of course, everyone wants to know, when is it officially open?
Well, as far as we can tell, it'll be tomorrow at lunch. So I'd say 11 o'clock tomorrow. We'll be ready, just kind of ease on in there. We're opening on a Tuesday. Maybe it won't be quite so busy, and we'll build up to a big weekend. I know that, but it's, if we don't do it now, we'll never do it. So we're all ready to go and looking forward to getting the hut back on the map again.
Of course, you're not new to the restaurant industry.
No, my brother and I, it's been pushing 40 years now each. So, yeah, we started when we were kids down south, and cooked all over the South and came to Kansas in 1985 and did the first Creole restaurant in the Midwest there in Topeka. So,
what brought you here? I don't know that I know that story.
Well, I was cooking offshore, living in New Orleans. I was in a chef's apprenticeship group, which included Paul Prudhomme and Joe Kahn and some other real fine New Orleans chefs. And Sam and Ralph Cohen from Topeka, Kansas, built the downtown Ramada Inn atrium. And I'm sure a lot of you have been there, but it back then, I mean, that thing cost, I think, about $3 million to build, and they wanted a Creole chef to open up the Orleans Cafe. Well, they contacted our chef's group, and I was the youngest, I hate to use the word youngest and dumbest, but I was the youngest, and I was single, and I said, sure, you know, I'll come up and open it, but I'm not going to stay, I'll open it and come on back to New Orleans. Well, this was 85. Came to Topeka and fell in love with my wife and basically never went back to live in New Orleans again. I stayed up here for, you know, the longest time. And it's been, you know, since 85. So It was really great. I love it up here. You know,
I'd forgotten about your New Orleans connection. So who better to run a restaurant like this? Yeah. Of course, you become also known for your barbecue work too. I mean,
sure.
In town.
Oh yes, yeah. Well, we spent time in South Louisiana, South Texas, all through that area. So we got the barbecue bug too about 30 years ago.
Now I'm remembering barbecue in New Orleans though is quite different. I used to get the barbecued shrimp,
right,
and it isn't
right.
What we Midwesterners think of as barbecue.
It's kind of an oxymoron. They really don't do barbecue as we know it in New Orleans. It's more of a pan sauce, spicy, but we do a barbecue bacon wrapped shrimp at the Hibachi Hut that we're pretty well known for. It's fantastic, and it utilizes a spicy barbecue sauce that originated in New Orleans. And we are so excited. We have real Gulf shrimp with shells on it. My hands are still kind of hurting. We peel our own shrimp and prepare them, and then our redfish connection, our catfish connection. They're all really excellent. Mississippi Delta catfish. It's really great. So it's the real deal. It's probably one of the most unique and authentic New Orleans restaurants in the Midwest, I would say.
Do want to remind our listeners again, too, as always, phone lines are open if you want to enter into the discussion. 537-1350, toll free, 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. And I don't know, Dave, you'll need your headphones, Bud. Dave's going to say a few words here, and you won't be able to hear him without those.
Right. So it's important. I like to be heard, Bud.
Yeah, well, there you go, Dave. Well, you're a victim of some of our food this weekend. So.
Victim?
I shouldn't say that.
Oh, so willing victim.
There you go.
I'm kind of jealous.
Yeah. And I'm going to start with something else, though, first, because when Hibachi Hut moved downtown and they had their grand opening a few years ago, I was on the county commission, and I was asked to speak at their ribbon cutting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And one of the things I talked about is just like, everybody has a Hibachi Hut story.
Right.
I remember in 1991, I met with Rich Wartell there, who offered me a job to come to work here. The first day out from my daughter being born, we had a little family gathering at Hibachi Hut.
Right. There you go.
And then another job opportunity came up there in 07 or something like that. And that luncheon was at Hibachi Hut.
There you go.
You know, and that's one of the things that I think is that so many people have Hibachi Hut stories. And that's one of the things that is such an intrinsic value to the local aspect of what you guys have. So I want to talk a little bit about my Friday night experience. Thank you again for the invitation.
Sure.
Had a table of four. Staff was terrific, by the way. Thank you. Oh. And we had the opportunity to choose from an appetizer, an entree, and dessert. And I chose as the appetizers the gumbo because I was such a fan of the gumbo at the old location.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sensational. It's exactly what I wanted to see.
Right.
The only problem was it wasn't big enough.
Right.
There wasn't enough of it. I had the barbecue bacon-wrapped shrimp.
Yep.
Problem with that is that I shared it with somebody else. But they shared with me some of their catfish. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, that was good.
Good.
And then we had the bread pudding, and we spread that around the table.
Don't you have coconut in it? I remember seeing the recipe.
Yeah,
I think
coconut pecans, raisins.
And that sauce that you put on, is that like a rum buttery sauce?
It's a New Orleans whiskey sauce.
New Orleans whiskey sauce.
They do a lot of the whiskey. As I said, I became a connoisseur. I used to go. Mm-hmm. I think Desire. I used to go to in that area,
right.
And we stayed at Dauphine. Usually,
sure,
is where we would stay. Kind
Beautiful.
Of a haunted little place there, but I do remember you could get the ones with the whiskey sauce, and I want to say it was Desire where we would get that, and it was so good.
Right.
And, of course, some of the bread puddings have fruit, some of them have nuts, some have the raisins.
Right.
I mean, there's all sorts of different, with coconut. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
This recipe was Joe Kahn's. Joe had the New Orleans School of Cooking. I was a student and ended up kind of apprenticing and working there, but it's classic, and people... If you love it, you got to love it. It's really good stuff.
So. One of the things that I noticed, back several years ago, Hibachi Hut expanded and included the Texas Star Cafe. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
It was Lone Star, but then they changed it to Texas Star Cafe. Mm-hmm. Now, some of the recipes that were the Texas Star Cafe are not included in the Hibachi Hut menu. This is going back to the original Hibachi Hut menu, is it not?
Exactly. Yeah, it is. It's the one we initially, Texas Star was... Our rendition of South Texas cuisine. You know, mm-hmm. Bobby and I lived in San Antonio, Austin area for about 15 years. So it was kind of a fusion, putting it next. It was ideal. It was right next to the Hut. We could do our Cajun food in one location and the South Texas and right across the way there. But now this is just the original Hibachi Hut cuisine. It's expanded somewhat. We've got we have a fabulous chef, Joe Gomez, who was our chef at Coco Bolo's 10 years ago. Joe's responsible for like the top hand pork dish. He's responsible for a handful of really signature dishes at Coco Bolo's. Well, we're so grateful to have him back, and he's going to really push the limit on this menu, I think, and do some. We'll be known for our specials once again. You know, our daily specials are really developed. So.
Remind us of the history again, too, because I know, as we've been mentioning and alluding to, mm-hmm. and we're just assuming everybody knows,
right.
You did have a location in Eggyville for a number of years, mm-hmm. and then right. for a little while that went away. I mean, kind of remind us what happened and the time frame involved there.
Well, you know, the Hibachi Hut was sold several times, and it seemed like each time it was sold, it kind of lost its luster, you know. And the move downtown was a huge move. But unfortunately, that even made it lose its luster that much more. The food itself, well, the building is fabulous; couldn't be better. A lot of good kids work there, but you know, it takes special people to cook Creole food. Not everybody can do it, and Bobby and I are one of the few that really can do it with authenticity. You know, and that's kind of the further you get away from it, the more watered down it gets, and you just like Dave referred to our gumbo. You know that. That's a masterpiece. Every time you make it, it's about a week's preparation to make a batch of gumbo. We do it in stages, you know. And so, you know, that being said, that's kind of, I think, what has happened. And we're just so glad to get, you know, to get the Hut back and bring it back to, you know, the cuisine that it should have. So.
You know, Bud, I've known you quite a few years. We've sat right in the same room talking about, and you do a lot of things for local groups
right.
and charity type things.
Yeah.
And but I really sense a lot of excitement about this.
Yeah, well, it's heart and soul, I call it. You know, it's what comes natural to Bobby and I. You know, we get in that kitchen and there's no stress for us, really. And the biggest challenge is teaching young people this cuisine. That's a huge thing. It takes time. That's why we're trying to be as quiet as we can about our opening, because we're going to have to continue to develop. It'll probably take a month or two to really get it humming right, you know. But yeah, it's passionate. You know, we're passionate about our food, so.
Well, should we go ahead and take a break, Dave? And I don't know if Bud wants to stick around just a little bit longer.
Sure.
I mean, we can open the phones up, too. And
sure.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah,
okay,
we can do that.
So we have Bud Cox with us today, and of course, one of the partners of Hibachi Hut, and really a pleasure to have him here today. 537-1350 if you want to join in, and is also open phones today if there's other things you want to talk about too. And again, you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.